On the Copper River between the Childs and Miles Lake glaciers, Don Mulherick leads a three-man crew he refers to as the Men Who Stare at Fish. From mid-May to the end of July, Mulherick, Shane Shepherd, and Elliot Johnson will spend 7 days a week counting sonar-detected salmon at an Alaska Department of Fish and Game sockeye salmon sonar site. The department will use their counts to help gauge the strength of the river's sockeye run and determine how much fishing to allow. The crew deployed the site's two sonar transducers into the river as early in the season as possible, chopping through thick shore ice to deploy the South Bank transducer. As the crew fine-tuned their operations, Shepherd and Johnson frequently worked chest-deep in the icy river.
All right,
how's the image? We've got a big boulder on the front left. Okay.
Early in the site's operations, free-floating ice chunks from spring breakup demand a lot of the crew's attention. The day after both transducers had been deployed, Mulherick and visiting department sonar coordinator Suzanne Maxwell were monitoring the North Bank sonar transducer from a computer when the screen flashed.
It got hit by the...
by a chunk of ice and screwed up the aim.
It's back, though.
Is it back now?
I mean, it's not back. What was the aim?
3.0.
3.0.
Yeah, and it 1.56.
1.56 for compass.
So you can tell that the aim isn't the same now after it got hit?
Yeah.
We have a sensor that gives us our compass roll and pitch.
The sensor is known as an attitude sensor and is deployed with each of the site's sonar transducers, which the crew refer to as DIDSINs. DIDSIN is an acronym for a type of sonar technology known as dual frequency identification sonar. In the spring, Shepherd says they frequently reposition the DIDSIN in response to ice collisions.
You'll be counting files and noticing that both of the DIDSINs are getting off aim and you'll see a lot of ice. So you'll have to run back and forth a lot during those days on the banks to try to fix and reposition and move ice.
While ice causes trouble, fish behavior and strong currents work in the sonar site's favor. The middle of the nearly quarter-mile-wide river is beyond the detection range of the shore-based DIDSIN transducers. But Mulherick says he doesn't worry about sonar missing sockeye because they don't swim in the middle.
If they had legs, I think they'd walk. They like to be that close to shore.
A boat-mounted sonar survey of the middle of the river backs up Mulherick's observations. Fish and Game research biologist Steve Moffitt says the survey found fish were all but entirely absent beyond the range of the DIDSIN transducers.
That's one of the good things about that site is that it's high velocity and it tends to push fish up along each bank into the low velocity areas where it doesn't cost them as much energetically to go up the rivers.
The Copper River site has been detecting salmon with sonar since 1978 and has been using DIDSIN since 2005. DIDSIN records video of migrating salmon similar to images produced with ultrasound in hospitals. Moffitt says the technology represents a big advance in fisheries sonar.
We've encouraged people to go out and take a look at it, and I think if they look at those images, I think they're a lot more comfortable with the types of data that we're using, because we certainly are.
Now in his 11th season at the site, Mulherick has a wealth of fisheries sonar experience and well-rehearsed greeting to share with visitors.
Welcome to Miles Lake Sonar, your source for the most complete, accurate, and up-to-date sockeye escapement numbers on the Copper River. Brought to you by those friendly folks at Fish and Game. ADF&G, the acronym people.
You can edit, right?
Reporting from Cordova, I'm Patrice Cole.